Morning, everyone. Good to see you this morning. Welcome. Now, this morning, we're going to be thinking about David and Goliath from 1 Samuel chapter 17. So, the Philistines were gathering their army for war. Saul and the army of Israel gathered as well, lining up their men to fight against the Philistines. The Philistines were on one hill. The Israelites were on the other hill, and the valley was in between. A champion named Goliath came out of the Philistine camp. He was more than 9 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore bronze scales that weighed more than 57 kilograms. On his legs, he wore bronze guards. And he carried a bronze javelin on his back. His spear was as big as a weaver's rod. Its iron point weighed nearly 7 kilograms. And his shield bearer walked in front of him. Goliath stood and shouted at the soldiers of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? I am a Philistine. You are servants of Saul. Choose a man. Let him come and face me. If he's able to fight and kill me, we will become your slaves. But if I win and kill him, you will come and serve us. Today, I defy the soldiers of Israel. Send a man to fight me." Saul and the whole army of Israel heard what the Philistines said, and they were dismayed and terrified. Now, David was the son of Jesse from Bethlehem. Jesse had 8 sons, and he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons, Eliab, Abinadab and Shammah, had followed King Saul to war. David was the youngest. And he went back and forth from Saul's army camp to Bethlehem, where he took care of his father's sheep. Every morning and every evening, Goliath came forward and stood there, and he did it for 40 days. Jesse said to his son David, "Take 15 kilograms of roasted grain and 10 loaves of bread to your brothers. Hurry to their camp. Take these 10 cheeses to their commanding officer. Find out how your brothers are doing and bring back some word from them. They are with Saul fighting the Philistines." So, early in the morning, David left his father's flock in the care of a shepherd. He loaded up the food and started out just as his father had directed him. When David reached the camp, the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were facing each other, lining up for battle. David ran to the battle lines and asked his brothers how they were. As he was talking with them, Goliath stepped forward from his line. Goliath, you'll remember, was the Philistine champion from Gath. Once again, Goliath dared someone to come out and fight him. And David heard him. Now, whenever Israel's army saw Goliath, all of them ran away because they were so afraid. So, we're going to leave them there for a moment. They run away in sheer terror at Goliath. But we're going to pause and we're going to sing about our champion, Jesus, who, though he appeared weak, yet was incredibly powerful at the same time. So let's stand. Brilliant. Please take a seat. Now, I wonder if anybody in Key Stage 1 can remember the name of the Philistine giant. I don't think you're in Key Stage 1. I think you're in Key Stage 46. You're a bit old, Ian, for that. Key Stage 1 is primary school, infant school. Who can remember? What was his name? The giant from Philistine. No one? Sophie can? Goliath! Brilliant. Thank you, Sophie. Yes, Goliath. And can you remember Key Stage 2? How tall was he? Yes, 9 feet tall. Over 9 feet tall, perhaps. And what did he want Israel to do? Anybody? Yeah, not quite. Be more specific. Send someone, one person to fight him. That's right, yes. Very good. And who was David? Yes, he was a little boy, the youngest son of Jesse. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Okay, now, the Philistines had been saying, just look at how this man keeps daring us to fight him. The king will make the man who kills Goliath very wealthy. The king will give his own daughter to be the man's wife. And his family will never have to pay tax again. David asked the man standing near him, what will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? This Philistine, he's not even circumcised. He dares the armies of the living God to fight him. Who does he think he is? The men repeated what they'd said. This is what will be done for the man who kills Goliath. When Eliab, David's eldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger. Why have you come down here? He said. Who is taking care of those few sheep of yours in the desert? I know how proud you are. I know how evil your heart is. You only came here to watch the battle. Now what have I done? Said David. Can't I even speak? Someone heard what David said and reported it to King Saul. And Saul sent for David. David said to Saul, don't let anyone lose hope because of that Philistine. I'll go out and fight him. Let's leave young David there with the king. David offers to go and fight the champion, Goliath. In our next song, we ourselves offer to go wherever Jesus sends us, not to fight, never to fight, but to tell people about Jesus. And let's go back to David with King Saul. And David said, remember, don't let anyone lose hope because of that Philistine. I'll go out and fight him. King Saul replied, you aren't able to go out there and fight that Philistine. You're too young. He's been a warrior ever since he was a boy. But David said to Saul, I've been taking care of my father's sheep. Sometimes a lion or a bear would come and carry the sheep off from the flock. Then I would go after it and hit it. I would save the sheep it was carrying in its mouth. If it turned around to attack me, I would grab its hair, I would strike it down and kill it. In fact, I've killed both a lion and a bear. And I'll do the same thing to that Philistine. He isn't even circumcised. He has dared the armies of the living God to fight him. The Lord saved me from the paw of the lion, and the Lord saved me from the paw of the bear. and he'll save me from the powerful hand of that Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul put his coat of armor on David. He put a bronze helmet on his head. David put on Saul's sword and walked around. "I can't go in this," he said. "I'm not used to it." So he took it off. Then David picked up his wooden staff. He went down to a stream and chose 5 stones. 5 stones. He put them in the pocket of his shepherd's bag. I don't know what a shepherd's bag looks like, but this was my mum's old string bag. But it'll do, won't it? There we are. I put my belt on the right way round. There we are. Shepherd's bag. And then he took his sling in his hand. And David approached Goliath. At that same time, the Philistine kept coming closer to David. The man carrying Goliath's shield walked in front of him. Goliath looked David over and saw that he was little more than a youth, a boy, glowing with health and handsome. And Goliath hated David. He said to David, "Why are you coming at me with sticks? Do you think I'm just a dog?" The Philistine cursed David in the name of his gods. "Come over here," he said. "I'll feed your body to the birds and the wild animals." David replied, "You are coming to fight me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin. But I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord who rules over all. He is the God of the armies of Israel. He's the one you have dared to fight against. Today, the Lord will give me a victory over you. I'll strike you down. I'll cut off your head. Today, I'll feed the bodies of the Philistine army to the wild birds and animals. Then the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. The Lord does not rescue people by using a sword or a spear. And everyone here will know it. The battle belongs to the Lord. He will hand all of you over to us." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly to the battle line to meet him. He reached into his bag and took out a stone. There we are. He put it in his sling. David was an expert, remember? He put it in his sling, like that. He put his stone in his sling. And he took it and he slung it at Goliath. Oh, that didn't work, did it? Let's try again. Oh, I told you I wasn't an expert. I've been practicing all week. Let's try again. Oh, keep dropping me stone. Just wait there, Goliath, all right? Just hang on a sec. Wait there, Goliath. Okay, let's try again. We'll get it going this time. All right, ready? Here we go. Oh, no, never mind. Didn't work. But it did for David. The stone hit Goliath in the middle of the forehead, and Goliath fell down on the ground on his face. So David won the fight against Goliath with a sling and a stone. He struck down the Philistine and killed him, even without using a sword. And David ran and stood over him. And he took Goliath's sword and he cut his head off with it. The Philistines saw that their hero was dead, so they turned and they ran away. So that's what happened with David and Goliath. So what is the Lord telling us today out of that story, out of that incident in Israel's history, out of that battle? Some people say that we should be like David. That we should be like David and slay the giants in our lives, the things that oppress us and cause us problems. But the problem is, we're really not like David. You see, we're not the future king, are we? He was. We're not like David. No, we're the people of Israel. We're the ones who tremble in fear as we look at the giant. And who is the giant? Well, Goliath, did you notice he was wearing, it didn't say armor, but scales. What kind of animal has scales? Yes, and snakes. Where do we meet a snake in the Bible? In Genesis chapter 3, yes. He is the serpent, the snake, who tempts Adam and Eve. He is evil. And you see, Goliath represents all the evil in the world that opposes God and God's people. And as we face the evil in the world, we're like the people of Israel. We tremble in fear. What will they do next? And then David. David repeatedly, he said that he was coming in the name of the Lord, didn't he? I am coming in the name of the Lord, he said. Now, do you remember Jesus, he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people put the palm branches down, and they cried out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Do you see? So Jesus is arriving in Jerusalem to fight the battle like David did. He is coming to fight evil. And he did fight evil. And whilst it appeared that he was too weak because he hung on the cross, how could he possibly defeat evil? They thought they'd won. They thought they'd killed him. But then, Easter day, the tomb is empty. Jesus has risen. He's won the victory over evil and even over death. So, just as the Lord went with David and rescued him and God's people from Goliath, so Jesus goes before us to rescue us from the evil. Not just the evil out there, of course, because we all know, don't we, that we ourselves are tempted and we do bad things too. And he helps us to change, to have the victory over the bad things in our own lives, and to change and to become every day a little bit more like Jesus. So who are we? We're like Israel, trembling with fear, but we have a great rescuer. We have a great David, a greater David. His name is Jesus Christ, and he wins the victory for us. Let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that David trusted you to fight the battle for him. And we thank you that we have Jesus who fights the battle with evil for us. Help us, Heavenly Father, when we face temptation to look to Jesus, to find strength to help us in our time of need, to look to him and find hope in our trouble, to look to him and finally find victory even over death. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our great Saviour, Jesus. Amen.